Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Well, today on our program, we have a very special guest. It's Chris Kalel, and he is our Executive Camp Director for our Child Evangelism Fellowship, Camp Good News in Washington, Illinois. So, Chris, thanks for being here on our program today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's exciting to talk about camp.
Oh, well, I know you love camp. You know, I was just thinking that, you know, there actually might be some people out there that maybe they never heard of Camp Good News before. It's like kind of like the best kept secret in town. So I was hoping we could kind of break that a little bit today. So tell us, what is Camp Good News?
Oh, camp is just the coolest place on earth. I really do believe that. It's an overnight summer camp. We have such a unique experience that it's needed in our world today. Children and youth that are constantly bombarded with messages about who they are and what they should be. And these things define them. And so at camp, they have that opportunity to get away from the world and to hear what God's word says about them and to respond to his message of grace and hope. For some people, Camp Good News is the first time that they get to hear the message of the good news of Jesus and accept him as their savior of their life. And campers that come out, they get to play, learn, grow, and they participate in so many cool things we have at camp. We got archery and swimming and blow darts and BBs and slingshots and hiking and ropes course and zipline and tons and tons and tons of stuff.
Wow. Phew.
So, it is just a neat, neat place. But
that almost makes me tired just having you list all those things. So.
And that's not even all of them. We have so many more. But Christian staff and counselors are with the campers at all times. They're participating and engaging and working with them and being interactive and leading small groups. And everything that we do out there is focused on loving Christ and helping campers to grow in their relationships with him. We do praise songs and campfires and chapels and there's just all these little silly, crazy games and stories and activities that just make that experience of camp so much awesome and just so cool. And at camp, our campers learn about God and they mature and grow in him and they make memories that last a lifetime.
And then also because you just like to have fun with the kids too.
Oh, we have fun.
I hear you do some crazy things, like you do like something with marshmallows or like Cool Whip or I don't know what it was, something like that. My boys are coming home, they were telling me, what is it that you did? I can't remember what you did.
Oh, it was a silly skit that we covered. It was my wife and I that we covered each other in shaving cream pretty much.
Shaving cream. Okay, I missed that a little bit. So not Cool Whip, not marshmallows, but shaving
cream. It was close.
Wow. Well, whatever you did, it stuck. So they're like, oh, I wonder if Chris and Carrie are going to do that skit again.
We do a different skit every year. We always have something silly.
Oh, so. That's cool. So what ages primarily is Camp Good News for that you work with?
Yeah, so it's for boys and girls ages 7 to 13 can come in camp during the summer. And we have different age groups for each week and stuff. And then if you're older than 13, you can come out and work at camp. And so we need lots of different staff members older than 13. And then also outside of the summer, the fall, spring, winter months, you can actually rent the camp and have retreats and different things that we can have out there and kind of have your own little getaway.
And then you also have like high schoolers and college students who also work as a camp counselor there during the summertime,
right? We do,
right?
Yep. So we have all different ages are welcome at camp.
Well, I've been telling my son Caleb, I was like, you're almost 13. You almost can work out there. So I'm trying to groom him for you a little
bit.
There
you go. So.
Actually, my son Caleb told me just the other day, he said that Chris, he knows how to spice up camp. And I said, what do you mean? He's like, well, he makes camp really cool, you know? So I'm so glad that you are our camp director. And so what are kind of spicing things of new stuff do you have in store for us this year?
Well, this summer really is going to be spicy, let me tell you. We have, I just finished working on our chapel today. We got a brand new stage and it just looks really gorgeous up there. And we're putting in a camp store so kids can come out and get kind of their camp souvenirs and get their t-shirts and stuff that they can take home and wear back at school. Some of the new fun activities, we're actually doing aerial archery, and this is a blast. We actually have a target that throws up in the air. We have like a little skeet shooter that chucks it up in the air, and then you shoot it down from the air, and it is a lot of fun. My son, Rowan, who is 9, is already better than me at it.
Oh.
So,
Is it like a thing to use to shoot it out with? Was it?
It's a skeet shooter that we've.
Oh,
we've,
skeet shooter.
Yep,
okay.
So we've changed up the skeet shooter a little bit to fit these special foam targets in it, and then you have your recurve bows, and then arrows that are called flu arrows, which I think are funny sounding.
Well, I like the word foam, so that sounds good to me. So,
but it is a lot of fun and something new. We've also expanded our nature center. We're working on our outdoor ed program, whole new curriculum and everything going on there. We've added some new games to our game room. We have a bocker ball and a bumper pool and a basketball shot game. And then we also have some new ideas that we're not quite revealing yet. We're still kind of working on trying to get them figured out, but one of them I will guarantee will rival the zip line. People will be talking about it probably more than the zip line if we're able to get it done this year.
Well, I'm just all ears. I'm like, how come I haven't heard about this yet?
So. We're still researching everything.
Okay, must be top secret. So, you know, you do a lot of things out there at camp. You have just amazing, almost unending energy, but I'm sure that you love all these different things, but what is some of your most favorite things that you like about camp that you have out there?
Oh, there's so many favorite things that I love camp, but probably my absolute favorite is the Nature Center. In fact, I'd love to move my desk in there and just have my office in that building. But we got about 50-ish animals in there. We got turtles and lizards and hedgehogs and frogs and toads and a bunny and hissing cockroaches and geckos and banana slugs and axolotls and a ton of stuff. In fact, our pet skunk is there during the summer, too. She hangs out in there.
Now tell everyone the name of your pet skunk.
Her name is Stinkerbell, and so, but okay. She doesn't stink anymore.
So not Tinkerbell, but yes, Stinkerbell. Yeah. So, but you know, it's been de-smelled or
de-scented,
something.
Yep. As soon as she was born, she was de-scented. So, although
that's
a friend
important.
Of mine told me we should have tried to switch it out with like potpourri or something and see if we could get her to switch.
Well, a lot of those animals that you named, I don't even know what they are. So I guess I need to go to the Nature Center or something.
We'll have to come check it out. Lots of neat things. We even have a rock collection, and I just added a whole blacklight rock, so minerals and
I've
gems.
I've heard of that before. It's like you can see the rocks are like fluorescent glow or something
They
like
do,
that.
Yep. So they glow under black light. So you see them in the normal light, and they look completely different when they start glowing. We even just added handheld microscopes this year, and even a USB microscope we have hooked up to a TV in there. So you can see tiny, tiny little things, and we use it to kind of look at creek water, look at the different animals, and stuff like that.
Now, this is all part of your programming that you build into for the summer, or is this not during the summertime that you do the Nature Center, or is it both and?
This is for year-round. Yep, so we do it during the summer with the campers, and then we're encouraging schools and stuff to come out and do our outdoor ed program during the school year, and we've had a couple schools come out and do it, and I had several of them tell me they're coming back year after year because this is the greatest thing they've done. So
that's wonderful. You know, because, you know, even the Bible talks about in Job, you know, look at the animals, look at these creatures, and it points back to the Lord.
That is correct.
Because he is the one that made all those things, big things, small things, and the creeping things.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he did,
our
creature. So I also was going to ask you for the specific weeks of camp that you have for the children. When you think about the summertime, you always think of camp and summer. So what are you planning for this summer for the children that come to Camp Good News?
Yeah, well, we split our ages up. So we have 2 weeks for ages 7 to 10-year-olds, the younger kids. And we have one of those weeks is called Kid Quest. It's a little more sporty, a little more team building that week. The other week for 7 to 10-year-olds is called Outdoor Adventure, which is more nature-y, more outdoorsy. And then the other two ages are for the 11 to 13-year-olds. And so they have 2 weeks as well. Camp Extreme, which, again, a little more sporty and a little more team building. And then High Adventure, which is your outdoor nature. And then as well, we have Wilderness Camp. And it's our discipleship camp. And so for kids who are already saved can come out and grow a little bit deeper in their faith. And we do two boys' weeks. One of those weeks this year, we're actually doing a survival camp. And so the whole week, everything is outside. You're cooking outside. You're eating outside. And during that week, they'll actually be building a shelter that they're going to stay in. And so they'll be doing all of it outside. And then we do a Wilderness Girls Camp as well. And so to find out all the different weeks and kind of what they offer, the best way is to go to our website, iheartcamp.org, and see all the different stuff we have out there. And then we do also have scholarship weeks, too. And so our Good News Clubs that CEF runs in the schools and after-school clubs, mm-hmm. We offer scholarship weeks for them to come out. We have two of those. And then we have a legacy changer week. And so these are kids who have a parent in prison can come out completely free and get a chance to experience camp.
So how many weeks is this all together that you have?
It's 40 million, I think. No,
it sounds like it.
It is. So we do 7 weeks during the summer total.
7 weeks with the children. Well, that was wonderful. So just remind, I can't remember from last year, so how many kids all together did you minister to just through the summer ministry, just to give us an idea how many kids approximately the Camp Gnus reaches and is able to tell them about the Lord?
Yeah, with our day camp that we hosted last year, we had just over 500 campers come out and experience. And the neatest thing about that is we had 61 salvations from last year.
Yes,
so
that's what it's all
exciting.
About. It's even though all these things, they're really just tools to bring in the gospel message. It's all about Jesus. And
That's what we're there.
Camp Good News. That's what it's for. But actually, let's talk about that because we're doing something different for our day camp that we usually do that we've had for years, maybe even a decade or more. It's called Vacation Bible Camp. I mean, it's the same name, but what are we doing different this year and what's the purpose and how can people be praying for that?
Yeah, so this year we're actually targeting a couple different towns, a couple different children. We're looking at Sunnyland, which is right there next to Washington, and then also the Washburn area, and trying to get those kids to come out and get a free week, kind of a mini day camp that they get. It's June 12th through the 16th, and it's for children ages 7 to 12, and they can come out to camp from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., so they get a good almost 4 hours worth of awesomeness at camp. And we're doing a little bit of everything. It's hands-on training for our CEF group and our Camp Good News staff, and it's a big evangelistic outreach to the community. And so we do need your prayer. This is something new we're doing this year. It's a little different. And we're hoping to get about 100 children out there, and we're going to transport them and things like that. So we'll have different needs and need different volunteers. But big, big, big need of prayer and for this year.
So that's June 12th through the 16th. And really, that's the kickoff for your summer ministry.
It is.
As far as the children's part of the ministry. So we do appreciate your prayers for that. You know, Chris, I just love your heart for ministry so much. And I know we're going to have you come back next week. But just in a nutshell, can you just what keeps you going? I mean, it's like you're the Energizer Bunny. I mean, as far as your passion for the Lord, and why do you do what you do in ministry to children through the vehicle of camp?
You know, there is no way I could do what I do without God. He gives me the strength and the energy to do it. We go nonstop out at camp, and it is a lot of fun. But when you get a chance to just witness and share Jesus with those kids and to see them come to that understanding of who Jesus is and what he did for them, it just makes you even more excited and keeps you going even more. And so I love camp. Camp has that special place to get away and learn more about him. And so.
And you have a very supportive wife that encourages you. That's important, very important. Well, Chris, we're going to hold you over because we want you to come back next week, and we just appreciate so much what God is doing in you and through you and reaching the boys and girls of Illinois in the harvest field for Jesus Christ. And thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we're so glad you joined us today, and we do hope you join us again next week as we continue this conversation with Chris Killell, our camp director of Camp Good News.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Easter is a wonderful time to share the good news of Jesus with children. Child Evangelism Fellowship wants to help you share the true meaning of Easter with the children in your community. Come to a free Easter workshop on Saturday, March 18th from 9 to 11:30 at our CEF office in Peoria. You will receive songs, games, memory verse ideas, and see a full demonstration of an Easter lesson called The King's Crown. To RSVP, call 688-9699 or visit our website at cefofillinois.com.